This is the fourth year that the Ben Wood Foundation has sponsored the George T. Hunter Lecture Series. It's also in part sponsored by the Ox Center for Metropolitan Studies and CREATE Here. The series will debut with education guest speaker Michelle Rhee on September the 20th. Rhee is an advocate for education reform and founded the New Teacher Project in 1997 that has recruited and trained more than 23,000 classroom teachers. Following will be Armando Carbonell on November the 1st. Carbonell is a community planning expert who deals with city and regional planning, property rights and regulation, and the environment. Robert Pinsky will speak on February the 7th. Pinsky is a poet and literary critic. From 1997 to 2000, he was the Poet Laureate Consultant for the Library of Congress. Last will be Michael Pollan on April 19th. Pollan is a writer and a professor of journalism at the University of California at Berkeley. Kellen explains more about the upcoming series.
And it's really an event where we try to bring some of the renowned speakers and leaders in the nation and even in the world to Chattanooga, and they give lectures that are free to the public.
The Ben Wood Foundation is an organization that gives away millions of dollars every year in grants and donations. It was founded in 1994 by George T. Hunter in honor of his uncle, who also founded the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Alan says the foundation is proud to represent the lecture series.
And we see this as a gift that we like to extend so that we can promote civic conversation and discussion about important issues of the day. And so we try to bring the very best speakers from across the country to be the catalyst for further discussion.
I asked Kellen how the public has reacted to the lecture series in the past few years, and she says the response is growing every year.
It seems like with each year we get more and more people attending the lectures, gotten a really positive feedback from the community. They really appreciate the series. They appreciate being able to hear these great speakers and thinkers firsthand here in their own community.
The foundation had to make an important decision this year by moving the lecture series from UTC's Roland Hayes Concert Hall to the Tivoli Theater downtown. Alan hopes this won't keep UTC students from attending the lectures, but the change is necessary due to the growing audience, and especially with guest speakers like Michelle Rhee and Michael Pollan.
We saw people waiting in line for hours to get into last year's speakers. And after they waited so long, they still weren't able to get into the theater where the speaker was, but in a different venue. And so this has been a response to the community. And I think the Hunter Lecture Series has become very popular, and people look forward to it.
The series will begin September the 20th at the Tivoli Theater and end April 19th. Alan says the hardest thing about planning the George T. Hunter Lecture Series is trying to get the same caliber of speakers every year, but they pull it off.
I know I've had people come to me for the past several years saying, I don't know how you can do any better than the roster you just had of speakers. And we think we've done it again this year. We're very pleased with this roster.
Kellen says the Ben Wood Foundation covers four important discussion areas for the series: education, arts and culture, the environment, and community development. And the guest speakers normally address many issues within those categories.
This year, our education speaker is Michelle Rhee. She's a very strong advocate for public education reform. Armando Carbonell is going to be our community development speaker, and he's an expert in regional planning. Robert Pinsky will be the speaker for arts and culture this year, and he's the former U.S. Poet Laureate and a big advocate not only for poetry in everyday life, but also for art, the arts, and valuing the arts in everyday life. And then our final speaker will be Michael Pollan, and he is a writer and a well-known thinker on promoting good food choices and food choices that not only are healthy for individuals, but also are healthy for local communities.
Kellen says UTC's association with the series has been great. Professors often get students involved by offering assignments related to the topics.
And I think this year with Michelle Rhee coming, obviously education majors It's certainly an event that they'll want to pay attention to. The same with Armando Carbonell. As an expert in regional planning, I think the political science and public administration programs will certainly be interested in him. And, you know, we've just gotten a really good response in the past, and we're hoping to increase, you know, the involvement with UTC faculty and students going forward.
Kellen says there are several places linked to their website that have more information on the George T. Hunter Lecture Series.
If you're interested in signing up for our email list, where we provide all the updates on the lecture series, you can do that at the Benwood website, which is www.benwood.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we also have a YouTube channel where you can access videos from all of our past speakers, and that's all available on our website as well.
That was Lori Kellen speaking along with Corrine Allen from the Benwood Foundation. The lecture series will start September the 20th with Michelle Rhee at the Tivoli Theater downtown. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.